fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. Faithful Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains, fought crime and criminals throughout the early western United States. His great strength and courage were always at the service of right against might. No outlaw could match his daring or resourcefulness. And in time, Hi-Yo Silver became the battle cry of justice on the frontier. Return with us now to those thrilling days when the West was young. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! There's going to be trouble in Osage! We've got to hurry! Hi-yo, Silver, away!
Fine horses were being stolen in Osage, and whenever the men of the town gathered in the cafe, they talked of little else. At first puzzled, then angry, their indignation reached a climax when Cal Cummings, Arabian, disappeared.
That's enough. By ginger, that's too much. That Arab Cal Cummings' own was worth a fortune.
Two fortunes. Cal had sooner had lost his wife, I bet you.
Well, that's saying a lot. But just the same,
always says there ain't but one thing worse than murder, and that's horse stealing.
Why, dad blasted Barnaby, this horse thieving crook stole my best girl's paint horse. He stole a whole team from the Three Bar Spread. He stole more.
What he stole as well as the next man.
Hey there, you spavin pack of no good loafers.
It's Grandma.
Better duck.
What's the big idea of all of you wasting your time by frittering around this smoke hole, guzzling no good liquor? Get out a hunting. Find the horse thieves that are working Osage.
Now, Grandma, take it easy. We aim to try and find the critters.
You aim to? Well, aiming to ain't finding them. You won't find horse thieves while you're fiddling around here talking about them. Tell Cummins' Arab has been stole.
We heard about
then it. Then do something. My thunderation, I wish I was 50 years younger and pack a gun myself and hunt your thieves.
They ain't no place to start hunting from. We ain't no clues, Grandma.
So you're standing around here doing nothing. Maybe you think the horse thief will come walking through them swinging doors.
What about the swinging doors?
Tell Cummins.
Hello there, Cummins. I was just giving these upstarts a piece of my mind. Too bad about that Arab of yours.
Yep, sure is. Hate to lose that stallion.
Ain't found no sign of it, eh?
Not even a whinny. Can't figure out where these thieves take all the horse flesh they've been stealing.
I figure they must get the horses over the border somehow.
Well, that sounds likely. I reckon they could take them over, couldn't they?
Any reason you know of why they couldn't?
Nope.
Cal, we gotta do something. That's all there is to it. We just gotta.
I already done something.
Yeah?
I ain't letting on to many what I done because we don't know but what the thief might hear.
Speak up there. What's the idea of lowering your voice so I can't hear? Ain't I one of the first ones to settle here in Osage?
All right, Grandma, take it easy.
Ain't I the right to know what goes on?
Sure, sure.
Then speak up.
I sent word to the governor.
The governor?
Yes, so. I spoke to the sheriff and it was all right with him for me to send for outside help. He said so and signed the paper and I done it. We'll have a Texas Ranger here to help us.
Doggone it.
Texas Ranger?
Yep.
Now I reckon we'll find out who's the horse thief. I know you wouldn't stand for losing that Arab cow.
Well, the way things was going, we had to do something before the men riz up and started lynching everyone that looked a mite suspicious.
Listen, you.
Eh?
You mean to say there's a Texas Ranger heading this way?
I'm hoping so. Why, Grandma?
Then I seen him.
Eh?
I know who he is. I ain't lived here most of my life without knowing who belongs in town and who don't. I know a stranger when I see him, and I seen him.
Yeah?
Fact is, he's in this cafe right now. Take a look in the far corner and you'll see him a-setting. Not drinking, not eating, not doing nothing but setting.
Yeah, I see him.
Me too.
He's got a redskin with him.
Yes? That's since I come in.
What's a Texas Ranger doing talking to a redskin?
I don't know.
Gents, that don't somehow make the right sense.
What do you mean, Cal?
Never mind what I mean. I'll be seeing you by and by. I got something to do right now.
Sure as you're born, Cal has something weighing on his mind.
Seems like.
Where's he going?
I don't know, Grandma. But he's going somewhere.
Doggone, it makes me feel right uneasy to have one of them rangers here in town. Can't never tell about those hombres. They make mighty sudden arrests.
What you got to fear?
Well, I don't know as anything. Only, drat it, I'm uneasy just the same.
But Grandma and the men in the cafe were mistaken. Without his mask and wearing a disguise, it was the Lone Ranger who sat at the corner table and talked with Tonto.
There was something odd about the whole thing, Tonto. That was why I sent for you.
Tonto, help.
Where did you leave your horse?
Scouting camp, outside town.
Good. Might have been better if I left Silver outside the town.
Tonto see Silver at hitch rack.
I left him there.
Ah.
It's pretty dark out there. No one will notice him at night.
What you want Tonto do?
There are men here in town who need watching. While I'm spending some time here in the cafe, you sit on the porch. No one pays any attention to a wandering Indian, you know.
All right.
I'll spend the night in town. There's a hotel here. You go on back to camp. Tomorrow, drift into town with a blanket around your shoulders and make believe you're dozing most of the time on the porch. I'll do enough talking to the men inside here so they'll have quite a bit to say to each other when they leave. As they pass you, you'll hear snatches of conversation.
Tonto savvy.
We'll compare notes tomorrow night.
You think horse thief here in town?
I think the thief is a man who's been here in town for a long time.
Why you care?
It isn't just a matter of stolen horses, Kimasabe. The thief is selling horses to a bandit army across the border.
Oh.
Helping them build a strong organization. And that's what we want to stop.
Ah.
And we leave now and separate.
Hey, mister!
Oh. Yes?
Is it right that you're the ranger?
What? What?
Come on, don't palaver around. I ask you a straight question and I claim the right to a straight answer. Are you the ranger or ranger?
What ranger?
If you're the Texas ranger that's looked for, then we can count on you turning up the horse thief. If you ain't, the chances are that you're the horse thief. Now, what's your answer?
Who are you?
Jumping Juniper. Listen to him, boys.
We hear him, Grandma.
Instead of answering up straightforward like he should, he starts asking me questions. Barnaby.
Yes, sir?
Unlimber your shooting iron and stand ready.
Now, Grandma.
Do what I say. You too.
Yes, sir.
This critter ain't spoke up like he should if he's on the level. I aim to see his Texas Ranger badger throw him in jail till he tells where at the horses are hid.
Now, look, Grandma, why don't you wait till morning and we'll have the sheriff?
Sheriff's my eye, a sight of good he's done. It's time I took a hand. On your toes now and be ready to disarm this hombre. Where's your ranger badge?
I haven't any badge with me, Grandma.
So?
Now, wait. Don't you think it's wisest for the people around here not to know that a Texas Ranger has arrived?
Has one?
I'm certainly not a horse thief.
Whatever you are, you're a smooth-talking critter. First man in 25 years has took his head off when he spoke to me.
Well, what chance would anyone have to find stolen horses if they were thrown into your jail as soon as they hit town?
Now, you see, Grandma, they sensing what the gent says.
Well, why don't you wait for a little while, a day or so, and see what happens?
Who's that?
Who?
That redskin that's sneaking out the door.
No, he isn't sneaking. He's just leaving. He's afraid those sharp eyes of yours will realize the truth.
Huh?
Everyone else thinks he's an Indian. Even you will admit that it's a pretty good disguise.
Huh? Oh, I said it. Two of you, huh? One disguised as a redskin.
Shh. And don't let anyone know.
You can trust me, partner.
Thanks.
Come on, you two. Let's get out of here.
That sure suits me, Grandma.
I was just testing him to see if he could stand questioning. Of course, I seen through the engine just passed right off.
The Lone Ranger's face showed a trace of a smile as he watched the old woman leave. Then, a moment later, he too left the cafe. Tonto was waiting for him in the shadows then.
It's all right, Hunter. She thinks we're both Texas Rangers. You disguised as an Indian.
Tonto, leave. Think maybe it better.
It was a good idea. If anything happens, you've got to keep in the clear to be of help to me. have an uneasy feeling about things in Osage.
Tonto feels same way.
I'll take Silver to the saddle shed behind the hotel and see you in the morning. Well, that's odd.
What matter?
The way Silver's tugging at the halter. Never racked it like that before.
Silver looked different.
What? Different?
Not right.
He's favoring one leg. Can he be lame, Tonto?
Me not know.
It's all right when I rode up here.
Tonto know that. Wait.
Why, Tonto, this isn't Silver.
Not right.
I can't have made a mistake. There's no other white horse at the hitch rack. This is the only one. Steady there. This horse is tied in the same place mine was. This is my saddle, the same saddlebags, the same sugan. Silver's been stolen.
Here what make horse lame.
What is it?
Hair from horsetail round fetlock.
So that's it.
Here. You see? Horse hair tied tight.
The fetlock is swollen. Circulation's been cut off. Take that hair away.
Time to get him.
Poor fellow. Where's my horse? Where's Silver?
Horse thief got him.
I'll see if there's any brand on this horse. I wish there was more light coming from the cafe. Tonto, this isn't even a white horse.
Not white?
Look, he's been covered with some sort of lime to make him look white. Beneath the lime, this horse is a black, and he's almost as big as Silver.
Tonto, see.
This thing was certainly well planned. Standing here won't find Silver.
That old Indian trick, change color horse.
There's someone coming.
Whoa there. Stand where you are, mister. I'm wanting words with you.
This horse was put in
I'll
place.
I'll do the talking first. The name is Ben Jones, and I'm sheriff in Osage. What are you doing with that horse?
My own horse was here.
Yeah?
You got him, Ben? Keep hold of him.
What's up, Cal?
Wait for me.
Just a minute.
No, you don't. You stand right still and keep your hands above your shoulders.
That's my horse, all right. That's my horse. There's a brand on it, see? There's my brand. It's small on account I didn't want to spoil the hide of a fine Arabian. Hey, look. Horse knows me, see? There's proof, too.
Well, stranger, what do you got to say?
Nothing right now.
Speak up! Tell him you're a Texas Ranger. Tell him the Redskins disguise.
What's that? You a Ranger?
No, I'm not a Texas Ranger.
Jay?
Quiet. Stop all that talking. What was that about the engine being disguised?
This critter right here.
Step up, Redskin.
See if he's disguised. See if he's a white man. If he ain't, then I've been took in, and these two are crooks.
They are crooks. I seen them trying to mount my horse. Proof that he aimed to steal it can be found right here. That ain't my saddle.
See what's in the saddlebags, Cal? Yours?
No.
Look in them, then. Meanwhile, what do you got to say for yourself, stranger? Who are you?
Right now, it certainly looks as if I was planning to ride that horse away, doesn't it, Sheriff?
It does.
But I couldn't have ridden far. Not with a horse as lame as it is.
Lame?
Someone put a horse hair around the fetlock and tied it tight. It crippled the horse temporarily.
I see. You find anything in them saddlebags, Cal?
Not yet, ain't.
Let me help you look.
Seems to me, Sheriff, that someone wanted to make sure I was caught with a stolen horse. Even if I had mounted the horse and gotten started, I could easily have been overtaken.
Cal seen the horse when he came out of the cafe. He sent for me, and we waited to see who tried to steal it.
Lookie!
What's Graham got?
A mask. A black mask. Look at it, Sheriff.
Mask, eh?
I'll take that.
Hold him.
Stop him.
Grab him. Come on, hold him.
Without warning, the Lone Ranger launched himself at the nearest of the men. He fought desperately in spite of the odds.
Get his arms from behind.
Hey, hold him. Grab his gun.
Don't let him get away.
Hold him, man. Pull the gun on him.
Drag his arms, I tell you.
Grab him.
Hold him.
Not far away, a great white stallion frantically pawed the ground as the sound of the unequal struggle reached his ears. The fight went on, but the Lone Ranger never drove his fists home. He seemed content to avoid capture, and Tonto, realizing the encounter had been staged for his benefit, slipped away in the darkness. When the Indian had disappeared...
All right. You have me.
By ginger, you sure put up a fight.
Why didn't you let me take a crack at him?
The fact he tried to bust loose proves his guilt. I say hang him.
You shut up, Cal Cummins. You've got nothing to say. It's out of your hands now.
Hustle him to the jail. Let's get him locked in before he tries to bust loose. I just ain't the strength to put up another fight.
Come on, stranger. You'll get your day in court, and if I ain't away wrong, you'll hang about 2 days later. Horse stealing is downright dangerous around here.
Take me to your jail, then. Nothing I can say would convince you I've been framed.
Well, you're right in thinking that. If you want advice, though, you'll tell where the stolen horses are. You might get off with life in jail. Now march.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now to continue our story. Charged with stealing the Arabian from Cal Cummings, the Lone Ranger was hurried off to jail. The mask, which had been found in his saddlebag, was the last bit of proof that was needed to make everyone in Osage think the mystery rider an outlaw.
A horse thief. That's the one thing that calls for the hangman's rope in this part of the country.
Alone, the Lone Ranger went over the situation carefully.
I'm sure there's an answer in what I already know. I feel it. Something. Some small thing. But it keeps getting away from me. What's that? That isn't a night bird. It's Tonto. His signal.
Here.
Tonto.
Tonto, get away while you fight.
That's what I wanted you to do, Kemosabe. Tell me, what's going on in the cafe?
All fellas there. One fella start lynch talk.
Lynch talk, huh? How soon?
Maybe come before daybreak. Fella plenty mad.
Tonto, be any idea where Silver is?
You get out of jail.
First, what of Silver?
Not find him yet.
Tonto, what about the bars in this window? Can they be pulled out from that side?
Oh, Tonto, try.
They're set in from the outside. I've examined them.
Yeah.
Here, I'll push from this side. Now together. Yeah. Well, that's it. Once more. Yeah. That's enough. I can get through there.
Tonto, help.
Are there any guards nearby?
Plenty big lock on door. No guard near.
None needed, I figure. Well, there.
Scout, over here. You take him, ride him.
Scout was mighty still. I didn't even hear him paw the ground.
What matter?
Tonto, I just thought of it.
What that?
The thing I couldn't think of. I know the answer now.
What answer?
Lead your horse. I'll tell you while we head for the little white cottage we saw.
Not where old woman lived.
I want to talk to that old woman. Tonto, suppose someone right here in town was the horse thief.
Uh-huh.
And public opinion was rising to a fever heat. He'd want to see someone blamed and hanged, wouldn't he? That would put an end to the search for the horse thief. Unless more horses were stolen, nothing more would be said.
That's right.
So someone had to be framed, and I happen to be that man.
Uh-huh.
I heard that Cal Cummings told the sheriff he wanted some Texas Rangers. I found out that he never sent for them. Well, why didn't he?
Tonto not know.
He didn't send for them because he didn't want them to make a search. On the other hand, he wanted folks to think he was one of the biggest losers from the thievery. His Arab horse was never stolen at all. Remember when I approached the horse thinking it was Silver? There wasn't any disturbance while we were in the cafe. Yet the Arab raised a big fuss when I went close to it. That horse would never have stood quietly by while a stranger put that hair around the fetlock.
That's right.
So Cummings must have done it. No one else could have.
Why?
He wanted me captured. He didn't want to take a chance that I'd get away on his Arabian horse. He lamed the horse so it couldn't run, in case I got to the saddle before the sheriff stopped me. He didn't think the means of laming the horse would be discovered until he had the chance to remove the horsehair.
Maybe, but...
But what?
Might not find Silver.
If Cummings put his own horse there, he must be the one who took Silver.
Hard get proof. All town listen to Cummings. All town want hang you.
That's why I'm calling on the old woman.
Friend.
Who is it? Sit down.
The man you thought was a ranger.
Just been cricket. Stand still. Stay where you are.
I got you covered now. Don't you make no move. What are you doing outside the jail?
I've got to speak to you.
For what?
Because I know that of all the people in this town, you're one who can be depended upon.
Depended on to see justice done, and that means putting you back in jail. Now you...
Wait.
I listened to your smooth talk once and got took in. White man disguised like a redskin, huh? Redskin through and through. Now get, I'll see you to the jail myself.
I'm coming in for a few minutes. I want to talk to
you. No such thing,
you know. You won't shoot me.
Wretch, your cursed nerve, I say to you to go on now.
There's a horse thief in town.
And you're it.
You know you don't mean that. You're too good a judge of human nature. I came here to ask you about the people in town. I know there are some who aren't on the level, even though they've never been in jail.
I ain't so sure.
There are some who are in need of cash. Now, there's mighty little that goes on in Osage that you don't know about.
Well, I get around in spite of my years.
Cal Cummings has been hard up, hasn't he?
What's the difference?
Well, hasn't he?
Reckon he's been a little pressed, but tain't no one's fault but his own. Ben's too much in a cafe, and buys horse flesh too doggone fancy for this part of the country.
That's what I thought.
What about it?
Would you trust him with your own money?
Ain't got none.
Would you trust him with it if you had?
No. Kent says would. Why?
Why not?
Oh, I don't know. There's something about the critter. I ain't no proof he ain't on the level. Just a sort of polecat look about him.
How about the sheriff?
Ben?
Yes.
Anyone says a word again, Bun Jones has got to give an account to me. He's square as ever a man can be. You say one word again him, and I've all let lead through you.
I'm glad to hear that.
Thunderation, I was going to drill you anyhow for forcing your way in here. Now you've got to get
back. I thought Ben was pretty square, or he'd have refused when Cal Cummings wanted his authorization to call in the Texas Rangers. Grandma, you've got to help me.
A what?
Cal Cummings is a horse thief.
Well, of all the fool things to say, his own horse was stolen.
But not for long. He got it back, didn't he?
Doggone if he didn't. What makes you think he stole his own horse?
He got his horse back. Either he stole it or I did. And I know I didn't.
Mm-hmm. I'm hanged if I don't think I like you better than Cal Cummins in spite of being in jail. Look here, stranger, what you figure on doing?
Taking you to see the sheriff.
Taking me?
Or rather, you'll take me and we'll call on him. You can bring that gun of yours.
Is it?
Open up there, Ben Jones. It's me.
Grandma. Great Scott at this hour of the night. What's the matter? You walking in your sleep?
Get this door open and dry up.
What's the matter, Grandma? You.
It's your prisoner.
How'd you get out?
Now button your lip, Ben Jones, and sit yourself down.
But where?
On your boots. You're going calling. Them stocking feet ain't fitting for dew wet grass.
Calling? You know what time it is. It's most midnight.
All the more cause to get started. I've missed plenty of sleep already.
Now what?
That's Tonto's rap. Tonto, did you learn anything?
Me find silver.
You did?
Hey, what is this? You're supposed to be in jail.
All right, Sheriff. Now we'll find the real thief for you.
Cal Cummins.
Cummins? Graham, have you gone loco?
No, sirree. You just listen to what this man says.
Where are my guns?
On the table, but I'm not going
to... I'll take them, Sheriff. Because I may be leaving those states before daybreak.
You got a trial coming up. You can't.
You'll have to have
around.
Someone else to stand trial. Now tell me, Tonto. Was Silver where we thought?
Not right.
In Cummings' stable?
Then
all we have to do is to make Cummings tell the truth.
Tonto, no way.
How?
Silver, not white horse now. Silver covered with black.
Black?
Look like black horse.
Sheriff, you took my saddle. Where's that?
Now see here.
Where is it, Ben? Don't stand there gaping and gawking.
In my shed.
Take it, Tonto. We'll call on Cal Cummings.
The sheriff felt that if Graham was convinced that the stranger was speaking the truth, it would be best to follow her lead, and the plan was outlined by the Lone Ranger. Later that night, the door of Cal Cummings' home burst open, and...
What's the meaning, Cummings? I'm holding a couple of guns on you, so don't move fast. Light the lamp.
I know your voice, but I...
Of course you know my voice. You frame me into jail after stealing my horse.
Now, wait a minute.
Get that light going.
I am. Now, take it easy. Just take it easy. Big mistake somewhere.
The light.
I'm getting it. There. Your mask.
That's right, Cummings. And I have my guns, as you see.
Yeah, but I
You'll find the bars torn out of the jail window. You'll hear the sheriff tell quite a story about the way I got my guns back from him. I'll get my saddle and bridle as well. But first, I'll take my horse.
Now, look, stranger. There's a mistake.
There's no mistake. You wanted me to swing from a rope so the hunt for the horse thief would end. That would put you in the clear. You had a pretty good scheme worked out to frame me, didn't you?
I ain't saying a thing. You'll hang if
I shoot you. I'll hang for horse stealing whether I shoot you or not. So there wouldn't be a thing to lose by drilling you. Now, would there?
You can't. You wouldn't.
Wouldn't I?
Well, maybe you would.
It doesn't make any difference to you whether I escape or hang. The result would be the same. I'd be tagged a horse thief. That would account for the lost horses.
Yeah.
Cummings, it's up to you. I can't escape without a horse. A good one. My own. If I have to stay here, I'll have to hang. Then I might as well drill you.
Oh, no. We can talk it over.
There's nothing to talk over. Just find my horse.
Look, I ain't got your horse. I ain't no thief. You got the wrong idea.
That's your decision,
no,
then?
No, hold on. I don't hanker to stop no lid.
Find me the best horse you have, then, and let me go. What about that Arab of yours?
You seen what condition that horse's leg was in.
What about another horse?
Well, I'd sooner give you a horse and get shot.
Either way, then. They tell me you have a pretty big stable.
I'll get your horse. If you promise to never let on where you got it.
Come, then.
Stable's right back this way.
Faster, coming.
Ah, take that gun out of my back.
Any cowhands in that stable?
No.
Open up, then. Yeah. A lantern, then, be quick. want to get as far as I can before daybreak.
I got a lantern. There's no need of light. I can find a horse in the dark. Moonlight enough.
I want Silver. Silver! Is that you, boy?
Now, wait.
Cummings, you did have my horse.
Oh, I got a horse named Silver, too.
And is this supposed to be it? This horse is black.
Yeah.
Let's have the truth for a change. Didn't you try to frame me? You painted your Arab white and painted my horse black.
Yeah, but I
did the truth.
Now, look, you got your horse. Now, clear out.
I ought to shoot you,
Phyllis. No, you can't.
Where have you put the rest of the horses you've stolen?
They ain't here on the stage.
Where are they?
Well,
come on.
Let go of me.
Where's the rest of the stolen horses?
I sold them. I ain't got none here but my own. They're all branded.
Who'd you sell them to?
Guadalupe, across the border.
That's what I thought.
That's all we need to know.
Huh?
We
got you, thieving, scheming, ordering crook.
We heard a plenty coming.
The sheriff.
Tried to use me to protect your thieving hide, huh?
Tonto, fix saddle.
All right, Tonto.
You'll hang Cummins if ever a man hanged in Osage.
I never did have any use for you, Cummins. I ain't forgot a few things you done to me.
Look, I didn't mean no harm. I meant to pay the gents. I figured I could pay
never
them.
Never mind the lies.
Silver ready now.
We'll get that black stuff off at the first stream we come to, Silver, old boy. You want me any more, Sheriff?
No, not officially. But doggone, if ever you want a town to settle down in, just move right into Osage and be welcome.
Thanks. Come on, Silver.
Ben, look at that hombre. Look at him.
I wish we had more like him around here.
If only I was the girl I was 50 years ago, he'd never have rid away, I bet you.
Come on, Cal. We got a jail for you.
Yeah, you get.
That's I'm going. I'm going.
Even as old as I am, that gent took off his hat when he spoke to me. If only I was the girl I was 50 years ago.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.